Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, May 20th. At least 150 globular clusters inhabit the Milky Way galaxy. They're giant balls of stars, and most of them are at least 10 billion years old, the Milky Way's oldest members. Yet no two are alike. There's a wide range in size, mass, and how tightly their stars are packed together. One cluster is about 10,000 times the mass of the Sun, and spans more than 150 light-years, so its stars are widely spaced. Another cluster is about 2 million times the Sun's mass, but is only a few light-years across. That makes it one of the most tightly packed of all the globulars. That cluster is known as Tursan V. It's 19,000 light-years away on the outskirts of the Milky Way's core. One of its distinctions is that it contains many pulsars, the ultra-dense cores of once mighty stars that exploded. A pulsar spins rapidly. One of those in the cluster, in fact, is the fastest in the galaxy, more than 700 revolutions per second. The large number of pulsars may be a result of the cluster's density. Because stars are so close together, collisions may be common. That causes more supernova explosions, which create pulsars, among the most interesting residents of this giant city of stars. Tursan V is in Sagittarius. It climbs into good view in the southeast after midnight and is low in the south-southwest at first light. Its stars form the outline of a teapot. Tursan V is above the spout in the steam of the Milky Way. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.